Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the phone number. I think my voice is going, which is great news. Which is great news. That means I can... what I like to do when my voice is going, and I need to find one near me, is go and have a steam. Go and sit in a steam room for as long as I can and steam the old vocal cords and see what I can do and see if I can get my voice back. That's what I need. Oh dear. Oh dear. Just reading something online. Hang on. Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. Okay, let's take calls straight to air for the last 30 minutes, shall we, guys? Let's do that. Let's just sit here, because I ain't got nothing for the next. I've got some crappy stories from the papers, which I will go through, because I've got Phil before Paul Ross comes in at 1 o'clock and does a proper show. But we'll take calls. If you want to phone up and just make, you know, fart noise down the phone, we'll do that. It doesn't matter, does it? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call and come straight to air. Oh, Jesus Christ, what are we going to do? Let's have a little look. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Ian, it's Ross again.
Okay.
I don't know why I somehow rang another number for the wireless radio group, which is your group, isn't it?
And I
got through to the grumpiest man ever. Now, I can't figure out if I rang up Talk Radio or the Talk Sport thing, but 020-7959-70800.
I don't know.
That must be...
I don't know.
That's your number. There's a grumpy man rung up.
Well, that might. Well, hang on a minute. It's not my number.
Why, no, but why, I don't know how I rung it.
Well, but why did you ring it?
He said the wireless group, and he was the grumpiest man in the world. And I said, "Can I speak to Ian Lee?" And he said, "This is not the Ian Lee show."
Yeah, well, then you because you dialed the wrong number.
No, that was the wireless. I googled it, and that was the wireless group.
Yeah, but that's not.
Must be a telesales person.
Shut up! Shut up! What? When did you phone it?
Just now.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah, I know that, but there's obviously I googled it.
Why is a telesales person going to be answering the phone at 12:30 at night?
I don't know, but he worked for you, and he's so grumpy.
He doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for me. No one works for me.
Not you, but you're the company you work for. You know,
because he's probably sick and tired of idiots phoning up asking to be connected to the radio show when the number you dialed is obviously not the phone-in number.
No. I googled it. I stupidly didn't redial my number.
That's probably why he's annoyed.
Probably. I don't know who he was.
Well, he didn't know who you were. He didn't care who you were.
Anyway, I probably don't.
You should phone him up and apologise.
I will, in a minute.
All right.
But if your voice goes completely, what are you going to do for the rest of the week? Is Kafka do the show?
Yeah.
Is she?
Well,
how come you've got a voice? How come you're losing your voice then?
What do you mean? Are you you're the thickest person I've ever spoken to?
No, I'm not.
You are, actually.
Well, maybe.
Thank you.
How come you lost your voice? Because you only speak at night time, didn't you?
Night time, as we know, is the most dangerous time to be speaking because of the chemicals that are in the darkness. Idiot. That's obvious. Yeah, true, that's obvious, Ross. Daytime is fine because the sky is clear. That's why it's light, because it's clear. Nighttime is when there's kind of chemicals and all kinds of residues in the atmosphere.
I've always wondered, as a nighttime talk show host, because you technically work nights, don't you? You're a night worker. So what do you do when you get home?
I go to bed.
Do you stay awake all night, go straight to sleep?
I go to bed because it's nighttime.
Straight away.
What do you think I do? I go home and I go to bed. It's nighttime.
Yeah, but you're still buzzing from your show.
No, I'm not.
You go straight to sleep.
I don't buzz after this.
Don't you?
Why would I be buzzing after this rubbish? There's no buzzing. My days are buzzing are long gone.
When I did a few weeks of work at nights, and I just couldn't go straight.
But I'm not working nights. People who work nights start at 9 at night and finish at 8 in the morning. That's working nights. I work evenings.
Yeah, but it's till 2 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
No, it's 12:30, you muppet.
No, but you finish at 1, so the time you probably get home.
I go home about 2:30.
Do you have a little bit of food?
No. I go to bed.
Straight away, then I'm great.
Well, here's the thing. This will blow your mind. If I'm hungry, yeah, I'll have a bite to eat. And if I'm not, I'll go to bed.
What do you have to eat, then?
Bowl of muesli.
Not like anything solid?
I have a flipping roast dinner. Of course not, you muppet. I'll have a little snack and then I'll go to bed because it's late and I'm tired. I'm tired of talking to idiots like you. Maybe you want to puke.
I didn't.
Like that air hostess, but I want to puke over you. phone up Dan on reception and apologise to him. He's a good man.
Oh, is that Dan? Is that? Oh, no, I know his name.
It might be Dan. I don't know who's on there tonight.
I know his name. He's a grumpy
old
fucker.
No,
he's not.
If it is Dan, he's one of the nicest people you could ever meet. I don't know if it is Dan. Oh, it's Brian. Brian is miserable.
No, it's Cockney.
It was Brian. Yeah, it's Brian. He's miserable.
Bring him.
He's miserable.
I'll give you the number. Ring him up.
No, I don't want to ring him up. I don't want to talk to him. I try and avoid him. He scares me. It's creepy. He can't walk properly.
I rang him 2 times by accident.
He can't walk properly and he's got a massive motorbike. What the hell is that about? That shouldn't be allowed. If you can't walk, you shouldn't be able to drive.
My belt.
No, hang on. That's not right. What are you doing?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, you're still on the phone. What is this?
I just ringing my... I got a bell.
Okay.
There.
You're a bell. Idiot. St John's Ambulance volunteers can wear the pacifist white poppy for the first time. I was listening to another radio show much earlier today talking about the white poppy. The flipping self-entitled right-wing idiots... that called up, people died so that they could wear the red poppy. No, they didn't. Most of the wars, they died meaninglessly. The First World War certainly died meaninglessly. And the poppy came out in 1921, I'm going to say. And I think I'm right, actually. I think you can Google that. And I think you'll find the red poppy came out in 1921. The white one came out in 1932. So the red one came out to commemorate those who died in World War One, which was a pointless, futile war. And also, it wasn't just for the dead people. It was to raise money for the people that were alive and injured. Idiots. All these idiots arguing about the red poppy and they don't even know what it's for. And they died so that we didn't get ruled by fascists and that we can make decisions as to what colour poppy we wear and whether we wear a poppy or not. The poppy fascists is a weird one. I remember I had a great argument with some old boy once because he was just miserable and he was arguing that everyone should wear a poppy, and he bullied one of my colleagues into buying a poppy, and she only put a pound in, and he said, "Is that all you're going to put in?" And he wanted a fiver, and he was unpleasant, man. You know, okay, I've got respect. I have more respect now. I'm older than I did when I was in my 20s and 30s almost for people that have served. A lot of respect for people that have served, even if I disagree with the war. This is what we should have started the show with. The only just war was World War II. Discuss. All the others was to do with money and to do with oil and to do with ego and to do with nonsense. And all were avoidable. Apart from World War II, discuss. That's your A-level history exam. Discuss. But anyone that decides to serve their country, you know what? I got respect for you guys. It's not your fault you get led into stupid wars. But here's the thing. I would never have the guts to wear a white poppy. I wouldn't have the guts to do it. I'm a pacifist. I'm kind of anti-violence, except in karate films. And even then, it turns out it's not real violence. But I wouldn't have the guts to wear a white poppy because I'm a pacifist. A lot of the people that wear the red poppy are warmongers, and they would beat the crap out of me. How is that fair? Yes, Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just want to start by apologising to you, to be honest, and apologising to Catherine.
Okay.
So, Ian, like, I have a work. I need some work experience. Can I please do it with you?
Not in the slightest, mate. No.
Why?
Because you've been rude to me, and you've been horrible to Catherine. That's why. And there are people.
Yeah.
There are loads of people that have been really nice to us, or have been indifferent to us. That if they were to ask, I would consider much more seriously than you. I think it would be offensive to those people that haven't been rude to us to invite you in for work experience.
is it a disagreement in opinion, really?
No. You've been rude.
Your opinion.
No. You've been rude. You've been rude and you've been mean.
You've been rude to me.
Yeah, because
well,
you're a twat, that's why.
Well, that's not very nice, but I'm not going to reply this time. But, like, Ian, like, please, I guess.
No, I'm not going to, Mo. Here's the thing. Here's the thing you're learning. You're learning a really valuable lesson from me, right? More valuable than if you came in. Don't be rude to people that might be able to give you a helping hand at some point.
What if I was? If I was nice to you, would you even like consider me?
No, not now. No. You've been too mean for too long. So why would I?
What? So is there anything I can do?
Okay. Here's the thing. If you stop phoning me for 5 years, I will let you come and do work experience.
Yeah, but then I won't need it then.
Ah, well, it's life, isn't it? It's that little riddle has summed up life perfectly.
How about, like, me and you have a show? How about that?
No, because you've got no personality, wit or humour or anything interesting that I would like to connect with. So, no thanks, Mo. But thanks for the offer. Thanks for the offer of you, who has nothing, doing a show with me, who has a successful broadcasting career. Thanks for the offer. I appreciate it.
Successful broadcasting career? Are you serious? You have, like,
100%. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, Mo. Mo, spit it out. And bear in mind, this is your last ever call to me. Go on.
Really? Why?
Because you're about to be mean. Because you're a really nasty piece of work. And Kath has wanted you banned for a long time. And I keep going, he's a young lad. I suspect there's issues going on there. Let's let him come back on because I don't want to ban anyone. But you're just about to be rude again. Admittedly, I called you a twit. But go on, you do it, and then that's your last call, mate. Go on.
Okay. Ian, to be honest, like, my frank opinion about you is you're going, like...
Bye-bye. 034. And that's Mo's... And that is how Mo's career phoning me ended. And do you want to know something? If he'd have ended that call on a nice note, I was going to invite him in for a week's worth of work experience. Oh, well.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Britain feels broken, but how do we fix it?
Westminster just doesn't seem to have the answers, but we have found some people who do.
Join me, journalist Becca Hudson.
And me, the former MP Ed Vasey, for How I'd Fix.
From the price of a pint to the housing crisis, this is the show where we take an alternative look at the problems plaguing the nation.
And hear practical solutions from those in the know. Catch new episodes of How I'd Fix wherever you get your podcasts. Rebuilding Britain starts here.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me. Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Call straight to air until Paul Ross comes in at 1 o'clock. Let's go to line one. Good evening, line one.
Is that Ian?
Yes.
Oh, hi there. It's Simon in the New Forest here again. I just wonder, I'm doing a work experience project on radio at the moment, and I was wondering if I could possibly come in on a show one day?
Absolutely. You send me an email and we will sort it out. It'll be nice to have you in.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, buddy. I'll send the email
Absolute
later.
Absolute pleasure,
brilliant.
Mate. Thank you so much for asking. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hey, man. I was wondering, could I have some work experience, please?
Yeah, sure. What's your name?
It's George in the Willesden.
Yeah, George, of course you can, man. What? How long do you want? Do you want a night or do you want a week?
A couple of months would be ideal.
We could probably do 6 weeks. Is that all right?
Perfect. Thanks, man.
Nice one, man. I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you. There we go. You see, we've got some great work experience people coming in. That's fun. That's nice. I look forward to meeting those guys. St John's Ambulance volunteers can wear the pacifist white poppy for the first time. After a change in the first aid charity's rules. Because with charity, you're not supposed to brag about it, are you? You're supposed to follow the biblical rules of charity. You're supposed to just do it and give to charity, and that's it, and that's cool. You don't go, hey, guys, guess I give to charity. So isn't wearing the poppy, I know it's showing support, visible support for the troops, but that's kind of a bragging, isn't it? That's saying, look at me. By the way, if you see anybody on the BBC wearing a poppy, odds are they didn't pay for it. They have a little pot of them. You're not allowed to go on the BBC without a poppy. And they'll have a little pot of them before you go, would you like to put a poppy on? It's a true story. And Sky, actually, were the same. Hello, line one. Yep, bottled it. Line two.
Hi, that's Greg James here from Radio 1. I just wonder if I can do some work experience with you soon.
Absolutely, Greg. When were you thinking?
Tuesday, oh no, Fridays, because I don't do Fridays. I can do Friday mornings if that's okay. I just need to just get a little bit of experience, like the desks work, you know, make some tea, stuff like that.
Perfect, Greg, I look forward to it. That'll be lovely. Hello, line three, you're on the wireless.
Hiya, it's Damien. I'm a 42-year-old truck driver, and I need a change of career. Do you reckon I could come and do some work experience with you?
Now, can I ask you a question? Have you been rude to me in the past?
Never.
Oh, in
Why
that
would
case?
I do that?
In that case, you're in. Yeah, when do you want to do it?
Whenever you suit, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. Whenever suits you, Ian.
Drop me an email and we'll sort it out maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you, actually. No, you're a kind man. Thank you for offering your services. Mo, all this could have been yours, buddy. All of this could have been yours. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
Hiya, Ian. I've heard that you're looking for work experience people and that you give it to absolutely everybody.
Yes.
A part of if they fill the right criteria. I think I do. Is there any chance?
Yeah, sure. How long are you looking for?
Well, I don't know, about six or seven months.
If you can make it 8 months, then we can sort it out.
Brilliant. Yeah, 8 months is fantastic.
And we'll cover your travel expenses and food as well.
Oh, that's brilliant, Ian. Thanks for
No, thank you. Thank you. The help is gratefully appreciated. Hello, Line 5. You're on the wireless.
Hi, Matthew Wright here. I used to be on the Right Stuff. Just wonder if I can get some work experience, please.
No, you can't, you absolute arse! Let's go to Line 6. 6, you're on the wireless.
Ah, g'dang. Got a question.
This is an old school fan. This is a classic fan. This guy's been through the thick and he's been through the thin. He's been with me for probably at least 13 years. This guy is proper fan. Everybody else that phones in is not proper fan. This guy is it. This guy is my number one fan. Yes, go continue.
Thank you, Ian. That was very kind. I've got a question for you.
Yep.
Let me think. It must have been about 2 Mondays ago. You and Catherine had a conversation about the place of mental health on the show.
Yeah.
And what was the upshot of that conversation?
That we're only allowing mental people to come on to talk about physical health.
Right, that's very specific.
Exactly, that's the direction of the show, that's what we decided, and that's where we are going with it.
I'm digging it, man, I'm digging it.
Digging it!
Just hang in there.
Yes, man, hang in there! What's the option? What's the option, man? What the hell is the other option? 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Mo, this could all have been yours, buddy. Line 7, you're on the wireless. Oh, bottled it. You get bottles from time to time. It's dress code of the St John's Ambulance. St John's Ambulance. You always see them at fetes, at do's, and they do a great job. They do a great job. I think they're amazing. But it was always like the weird spotty kids that went and volunteered for them. I'm sure that's not the case now. I don't want to do them a disservice, particularly not if I find myself having a rustle at fate. I told you once I had to go to A&E for an injection in my ass. I had a terrible migraine. I thought I was dying. Absolutely awful. And the nurse that gave me an injection said, you used a picture of me once on your 11 o'clock show and called me a lazy scrounger and gave me the most painful injection I've ever had in my life. That was a dark moment. Hello, Line 9.
Hello, I'm a chronic masturbator. Can I have some work experience, please?
Will you be able to wash your hands?
Yes, and I have some glazed donuts as well.
Okay, fine. Well, let's have some glazed donuts then, masturbator. Thank you.
Wicked. I'll come in tomorrow.
Okay, nice one. Thank you. Yes, Line 9.
Howard Hughes here. I just want to find you some work experience, please.
Yes, of course. That's the worst Howard Hughes impression I've ever heard. I'm Howard Hughes. Come on, try it. They bottled it. Yes, Line 1.
Yeah, it's Hannah. I'm looking for some work experience.
Not a problem at all. We'll put you on the list. It's happening. The lesson is, right, just if, I mean, what does Mo want to do? Does he want to work in radio or something? Or does he just want to have a DOS for a week? Here's the thing, if you think someone might be able to help you, just don't be rude to them. Or take that a step further, actually. Just don't be rude to people. Don't be rude to people for no reason. You know, if they've wronged you, then yeah, fine, go for it. Tear them apart. But just don't be rude to people, because you never know. Maybe one day you might have a rustle at a school fete and St John's Ambulance come and don't save your life. St John's Ambulance actually let you die. They stand in a circle, the old man, the old woman and the two young children. They stand in a circle in their St. John's Ambulance uniforms and laugh at you as you die. And one of the people is that guy that phoned up who's the chronic masturbator. It just could be hellish. Let's try line three. Hello, line three.
Hello, I've got a question for It's Wicked with Nikos.
Yeah, man, what do you want to know?
Oh, hi. Well, I just wondered what you thought about there being, breakdancing at the Youth Olympics.
It's Wicked!
Oh, okay. Because, you know, some people think it's a bit like taking, like, counterculture stuff and putting it in, like, you know, international mainstream sports and all that.
It's Wicked!
Oh, okay. Well,
thank you for that, Nikos, and thank you for your call, caller. Nikos. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hi, Ian. I think you're an absolute prick. Any chance of some work experience?
Hang on a minute. Were you just rude to me then?
Well, I think you're a prick, but I'll have some work experience, please.
Here's the thing. There's a joke, and then there's not being funny. One day, when you get the balls to call in and don't do it from a withheld number, the whole withheld number thing's getting a bit tedious.
I have work experience, please.
No, you can't. The whole withheld number thing is getting a little bit tedious.
It is a shame.
So when are you going to stop doing that? Because you're welcome to contribute, but first of all, you didn't get the joke then, and you took it too far, and that was just unpleasant listening for me, and unpleasant listening for the listener. You constantly hide behind this withheld number, and I don't get it.
I actually think you're a prick, Ian.
No, I know, but you keep saying that word, and I'd rather you didn't say it. The joke wasn't funny. The joke went too far.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and just stop calling in from a withheld number. It's tedious and a little bit creepy.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your call. Paul Ross, come in here. Let's just take a call. Oh, Jesus, that is terrifying. What is that? Is that you? Is that a cutout of you?
I got sent a mask of my own face about a year ago. I finally found it again.
Put that on. That's the most sexually arousing. Paul Ross.
Thing you've seen in the last 1 minute.
Paul Ross walking in with a significantly younger Paul Ross on his face at a slightly
with
odd
a bit
angle.
More hair.
That is weird, man. That is weird. That's freaky. My brain can't. Is it two people kissing or is it a vase? I just don't know. Take it off now, please, because you're scaring me. Please take it off. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, this is Paul Ross from 1978. I've got some work experience, please.
Paul Ross, shall I give Paul Ross some work experience?
I wouldn't trust him. Avoid the stationery cupboard. It'll be empty by the time he leaves. He'll fiddle the expenses. He'll lie to secretaries. He's a terrible individual. He was even worse 40-odd years ago because he had his looks.
I'm afraid, Paul Ross, that's going to be a no from me and Paul Ross.
He's a psychopath.
Oh, I'm gutted.
Yeah, you were. What were you like in 1978? I was five.
That was the year I graduated.
Really?
Left uni. I went to a second university, did a year's postgrad. I was married in 1977. I got married at the age of 19.
Wow.
At uni. I was the last of my mates to get married.
Isn't that funny?
We all thought we were going to die young in those days, the 3-day week and all candles in the evening.
Yeah,
yeah,
people did.
And I thought I was going to be a poet and an English academic.
Wow.
Okay, that worked out for me.
Well, if you're feeling up to it, I tell you what, I found a book that I think, I've not opened it yet, I think has some songs I wrote in as like a 16, 17, 18-year-old.
Wow.
If you bring in some of your poetry, I'll bring some of my songs. We can trade lyrics.
In my horrible way, I could bring in some very early poetry, but I gave up writing poetry when I was 18.
Good.
Because I thought, I'm going to go to university,
yeah,
and I'll do all that, and I'll get a PhD, which I never did, and I'll become a lecturer, and I'll start writing poetry in my 30s. And I've not written any, but I remember one off the top of my head, which is so pretentious.
Go on. Go on.
A ragged flag is all I have. A lingering memento of faith, sole vestige of the solemn wraith that ruined our days.
What does wraith mean?
Like a ghost, W-R-A-I-T-H.
Okay. Do you know what that... Here's the thing. I don't know what's a good poem or what's
terrible.
A bad poem.
That's a terrible poem.
Is that terrible?
That's a stinker. That's a turkey with a lot of feathers.
Because sometimes you'll get like a classic poem and you go, that's rubbish. Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes think that some poetry and some plays and some movies... They're only good because loads of people have... Please don't do that, for God's sake. What is on your show tonight, you naughty man?
On the show tonight,
yes,
we are talking the fact that a leading British institution has had its first increase in membership for 15 years. It's shot up. It's risen by 10% in the past year. It's
Women's Institute.
The British Naturist Society.
Oh!
Partly, they believe, because of some of their mass events, including Nude Stock and Nude Fest. So we're talking naturism on the show after 4:10 with a leading British naturist. Wonderful woman. She joins us at 4:10.
She's not from... Where is she from? Not Spielplatz. Place we went to.
No. It's the British Naturist Society.
Oh, it's really?
And they're very kind of puckered. In fact, many years ago,
yeah,
I did a show in London called Big City, a kind of What's On and Where To Go show. And I spent a day in Dorking Leisure Centre.
Of course you did.
A Sunday. They boarded up the windows.
Yeah.
Me, the crew and the director... In the Nutty, it was a British Naturist Day.
Did you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been to naturists and recorded stuff. I wouldn't take my kit off.
See, the one I did, we did because we knew it was the kind of pucker one.
Right.
And it's quite interesting, although the disconcerting thing
I'd
was...
I'd do it for a non-pucker one.
I'm sure you would. But
yeah.
We were wandering around. We were the only ones without towels. We left our towels in the lockers. And I soon realised why they all had towels, because anywhere like a leisure centre, all the seats are vinyl. When you sit down, it's like a round of applause. And in the evening, no word of a lie, in the bar, there was a meat bingo. You won joints of meat. It used to be a big thing in the 90s.
I remember. Yeah,
and I played squash, naked, but for trainers and socks.
You coward. Anything else on your show? You got 20 seconds.
We're talking a brewery in America, which is specialising in beer for dogs.
There we go.
And we're crossing to Canada because, of course, they've legalised cannabis usage for recreational. To a kind of cannabis head shop.
Okay.
So naturism, cannabis and beer, dog for beers. Beer for dogs.
I would start with the cannabis, please. That face is going to give me horny nightmares. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Catherine. We will be back tonight at 10 o'clock in some combination or other, if my voice holds up. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.